In the words of Amy Bowden Freeman, once more the earth has turned toward the light of the sun. As we are bathed in the light of a new day, so may we greet the dawn of fresh possibility. Once more we awaken from our slumber as our bodies rise to meet the challenges and pleasures of living. So may our hearts and minds open with promise. Once more we gather for worship. As we join our voices in word and song, so may this community bring forth wholeness. Come, let us worship. Good morning. Welcome to First Congregational Church of Natick. I'm Reverend Cindy Worthington Berry, and no matter who you are, or where you are on life's journey, or where you like to hang out in the sanctuary, you are welcome here. Whether you are with us in person or online, live or later, we are so glad to be connected. For more information about life at FCC Natick, please visit our website, where you can sign up for the link and get lots of information about life in the bigger community as well as this congregation. And if you are with us for the first time today, welcome. We are an open and affirming congregation, fully welcoming people of all sexual orientations, gender identities, and gender expressions. Children of all ages are welcome in this community in whatever way is meaningful for you. We have lovingly staffed nursery care, we have the playground down front, and Sunday school up through grade six, after Arthur's baptism, because Arthur's getting baptized today. But first, another young person in our congregation has an announcement to share. Declan is going to come forward with Beth.
Good morning. I'm Beth, and you are?
Declan.
From the Missions and Outreach team, and I'm here to talk about the fact that we have an opportunity in a couple weeks on Thursday, May 9th at 7 o'clock to learn about what it could mean to host an immigrant family at your home. This is something that our family has been wrestling with and thinking about, and I'm planning to attend on May 9th, and I have a question for you. Have we talked about sharing your toys if someone came over? What would you share?
I would share my best thing ever, and it's what I built, and I built something with it. It's called Lego.
Perfect.
And I built a bunny home, this morning I built a nursery for the bunny home, and
yes.
It's really good, and it's cool, and it's really great.
Awesome.
Anyone would like to come to my house, raise their hand.
Great. All right, oh, Sarah Lynn's gonna come over. All right,
good
great. Wait a minute.
But they have somebody else, and they're not here.
Okay. So as you could see, this would be a really great opportunity to come and think about what your home could be. We have a spare room, and I have questions about what that could mean to come and use that room. But the reality is, every night, there are at least 50 families who are sleeping on the floor at Logan Airport, waiting because they do not yet have emergency shelter in our shelter system here in Massachusetts. And so there is a really big need, and so if you are someone who has space in your home and you want to think about what it could look like, we invite you to join. It's going to be in person as well as a Zoom option. More to come.
Thank you, Declan. Thank you, Beth.
Thank you. All right, come on.
Now I'm good? Okay, what's happening on May the 4th? The yard sale! What? 7 to 9 a.m., 2 to 4 p.m., truck, see Gail. Gail, raise hand. There we go. Also, please come and shop. But coming up this Wednesday, we have Pub Theology, which will hopefully be Tent Theology, because we're hoping to have it outside. But before then, today, we have a very special coffee hour. This morning, we are celebrating another year of Our Whole Lives, Lifespan Sexuality Education at FCC Natick. You're going to hear a bit more about that later in the service. And this year's OWL Youth are hosting Coffee Hour this morning. So those on site will particularly want to join us downstairs in the vestry following worship. And they are building on Simone and Felix's feast last week and sharing food from their family heritage. That's after worship in the vestry, coffee hour today. As we prepare to light the Christ candle this morning, I invite you to settle your body, mind, and spirit. Deepening your breath, relaxing your shoulders, even letting your face smile. Once there was someone who said such amazing things and did such wonderful things that people began to follow him. But they didn't know who he was, so they simply had to ask him. And once he answered, "I am the light that was once in one place at one time is now in all places and at all times. Let us welcome the light."
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Simone. My goal is to project like Declan did, because I thought that was really impressive. Please join me in the call to worship. Your response is, we join with the earth and with each other to bring new life to the land, to restore the waters, to refresh the air. To nurture the forests, to care for the plants, to protect the creatures.
We join with the earth and with each other.
To celebrate the seas, to rejoice in sunlight, to sing the song of the stars.
We join with the earth and with each other.
To renew our spirits, to create human community, to promote justice and peace. Because we are all related, all connected, and all united in God.
We join with the earth and with each other. Amen.
Me again. Our opening hymn is God of the Sparrow, God of the Whale. You are invited to rise in body or in spirit.
Thank you.
Please be seated. Our centering prayer begins with a little bit of silence. For those of us in the Northern Hemisphere, spring is bursting out all over. Those of you watching online, if there is a window nearby, I invite you to look outside during the quiet. In the sanctuary, that's not possible. So just think of a moment from this past week when you witnessed spring in birdsong or blossom. Let's bring the world outside into our hearts in prayer, and we'll end with a litany of the prayer of Jesus. Let us pray. God of wind and storm, God of trees and flowers, God of mountains and oceans, God of insects and birds, God of iceberg and volcano, God of animals and people, God of sea and sky, if we can see you in every living thing, perhaps then, finally, we can care for the earth and each other according to your vision for creation. That vision shared by Jesus, who taught us to pray, saying, Our God, who art in heaven,
you are also at home in the air, soil, forest, and ocean.
Hallowed be your name.
By the care we take of your creation.
Your kingdom come.
All that you see is good.
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
That all may have sufficient to live life in fullness.
Forgive us our trespasses.
Our greed, our exploitation, our lack of concern for other species and for future generations.
As we forgive those who trespass against us.
By reconciliation with justice and peace.
Lead us not into temptation. And deliver us from evil.
The evil of destroying your gift of creation.
For yours is the kingdom.
Yours, Lord, not ours.
The power and the glory.
A love that unites all things.
Forever and ever.
You are the beginning, and you are the end. Amen. So be it.
The Gaelic blessing proclaims, Deep peace of the running wave to you. Deep peace of the quiet earth to you. Deep peace of the shining stars to you. Deep peace of the gentle night to you. Deep peace of Christ to you. May you know that deep peace, feel that deep peace, and share that deep peace as we offer it to teach other. Then we'll sing our song of celebration. God's peace be with you.
And also with you. Peace.
Our scripture reading this morning is from the Gospel according to Mark, the 10th chapter, verses 13 through 16. Jesus has been doing some serious teaching, talking about exorcisms and divorce and sin. His teaching is getting disrupted by the presence of some little kids, and the disciples are all, "Children should be seen and not heard." But Jesus sees things differently. Hear these holy words. People were bringing little children to Jesus in order that he might touch them, and the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. These are our sacred stories. May we have the vision and wisdom to live them.
From the beginning of time, people have brought their children to religious communities to be dedicated, baptized, and blessed. In the presence of family, friends, and the spiritual community, children are given their names, and parents and congregations declare their responsibility and commitment to their children. We have gathered together for such a purpose today, to bless and baptize Arthur Joseph Williams. In celebration of the light of God that dwells within Arthur, Sarah Lynn will light a candle for his baptism, as Arthur comes forward with his parents, Lori and Steve. We're gonna come up here. Or you wanna come up here? I know. Do you wanna come up here? Okay, you ready? All right. We're just waiting for Sarah Lynn. Poor Sarah Lynn is very busy. She's running around all over the place.
In every birth, blessed is the wonder. In every child, blessed is the hope. In every existence, blessed are the possibilities. In every newness, blessed are the tears. In every life, blessed is the love. In celebration of all that is newborn, hope-filled, overflowingly loved, we share the sacrament of baptism for Arthur.
Amen. To the parents of this child, Steve and Lori, I ask the questions of baptism. Do you desire to have your child baptized into the faith and family of Jesus Christ? If so, please say, "I do."
I do.
Will you encourage this child to renounce the powers of evil and to receive the freedom of new life in Christ? If so, please say, "I will with the help of God."
I will with the help of God.
Do you promise by the grace of God to be Christ's disciple, to follow in his way, to resist oppression and evil, to show love and justice, and to witness to the work and word of Jesus Christ as best you are able? If so, please say, "I do with the help of God."
I do with the help of God.
Do you promise, according to the grace given you, to grow with this child in the Christian faith, to help this child to be a faithful member of Christ's church by celebrating Christ's presence, by furthering Christ's mission in all the world, and by offering the nurture of the Christian church so he may affirm his baptism as is being demonstrated right now? If so, please say, "I do with the help of God."
I do with the help of God.
Well done. Arthur is so lucky to have an abundance of grandparents in his life. Tom, Dolores, Tanny, John, Corky, Kathy, Carolyn, and Gail, would you please stand? You have... You have loved not only this child, but also his parents, with a love that survived and grew, Jesus did in shush, through every phase and awkward stage, through sleepless nights of worry, through accomplishment and joy. Your children are on a journey you know well. Bless them and your grandchild with your wisdom, presence, and support. To Arthur's grandparents, I ask, do you pledge unconditional love, abounding playtime, understanding ears, and sanctuary within your very arms? If so, please say we do.
We do.
Amen. You may be seated.
It is a joyous moment when we join with children and parents in the celebration of baptism. Would the congregation please rise as you are able? Do you, as the members of the congregational family, receive Arthur into your love and care? Do you join his parents, Lori and Steve, in sharing responsibility to nurture the character and spirit of this flowering new person? And do you offer the sheltering arms of this fellowship to these parents and this child? If so, I invite you to rise and declare the promise on the screen and printed in your bulletin. Arthur, we welcome you into the family of faith. God grant you strength for life's journey, joy in your faith, the freedom of love, and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ,
which makes us one.
Please be seated. I invite all the children present to stand. So if you're a children, you guys can stand in the back.
There.
Come on.
Yes.
We need you for this part. And Declan, oh, thank you. Okay. You are closest to Arthur in age and will be working, playing, and learning side by side with him. As he grows, he will look to you. Will you be his friend? Will you be kind and fair to him? Will you show him the best in you, that he may discover the best in himself? If you promise to do these things, please answer, I will. I will. Good. Thank you so much, Alice, and everyone else. So you may now be seated.
And now we're going to present Arthur to the congregation. Arthur, this is when we get to walk around. It's before the splashing. Ready for the walking around? Are you okay walking around with me now? Will you hold my hand? You don't have to. Okay, so Arthur, we're going to start over here in the playground. You already know this area. This is such an important place for you, where you play and have friends and get to hang out. Let's wave to everybody in the playground. Yeah, and this section here has some faces that are so beloved to you. These people here, you have to watch out for the people in this section here, because these are the ones that are going to put you to work. These are the ones that are going to be like, you know what you should do? You should help serve coffee hour like the Owl kids. And they're going to want you to help out in the nursery. And let's not even start talking about what they're going to want you to do with the yard sale. But the people over here, they're going to get you going in the children's choir, because we can see you have a flair for the dramatic. So you're going to want to sing in the children's choir. And as you grow and you question your faith and you question this community and you just wonder what this is all about, they're going to be here for you then too. Okay, back to your stool. Ready? It's
the
splashing part.
Yay. Finally.
Woo! After the ancient custom, we use water in our celebration. It speaks of the affinity we have to the natural order. It's a sign of purity. It quenches the body's thirst. Quite literally, it sustains life. In this rite, it celebrates the water of life abundant for which humankind has thirsted through all the ages. Let us join together in prayer to bless the waters of baptism. Watch this part. God, whose love flows like water, swirl around us with your joy, flood us with your hope, let us drift on your peace. God, whose love flows like water, you surround each of us in an ocean of love. Amen. And connect us one to the other, creating a dynamic family. God, whose love flows like water, you are the clear, cool pond that cleanses and refreshes our body, mind, and spirit, making us new. God, whose love flows like water, bless this water by your Spirit, and especially for Arthur, may this be a symbol of you and life. Amen. And we shall all celebrate our baptism today. What name have you remember, as long as he's safe, that's what we agreed, right? That was the agreement. He is safe. That is what matters. What name have you chosen for this child?
Arthur Joseph Williams.
So this name has meaning on both sides of Arthur's family. Joseph is a middle name for many of the men in Lori's family, declaring Arthur's connection to many branches of that tree. And Arthur James was the name of Steve's grandfather, someone he had a special relationship with. May Arthur James' spirit bless Arthur Joseph. Child, your name was chosen for you with care and love. In this circle of family and friends, you are named Arthur Joseph. May your name be spoken with love.
With love.
Throughout all your years. With love. Okay. All right.
So much love.
Arthur Joseph, you've already done it. Got him? Yeah. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son.
Oh my gosh.
And of the Holy Spirit. And I dedicate you to a life of beauty, truth, and love in abundance. Amen. Amen.
Let us bring our hearts together to pray for Arthur. God, who is creative love, we thank you for the gift of this child to love, this life to share, this mind to inspire, this body to nurture, this spirit to enrich. Let us never betray this child's trust, dampen this child's hope, or discourage this child's dreams. Help us, dear God, to help this child become all you mean him to be. Be with those you've sent to care for Arthur. Bless his parents through all the stages of his life. Help them to show their love and care for this child every day of his life. Let your grace and love fall on Arthur like gentle breezes and give him inner strength and peace and joy for the journey ahead. Amen.
Amen. We extinguish Arthur's baptismal candle, knowing the light of God continues to burn brightly in his very being. And as our kids get ready for Sunday school, may they feel that light within them, a source of comfort and peace. We celebrate Arthur's baptism. Yes. This is the time for godly play and connect and all that. All of us just relish the waters of baptism the way Arthur does. It's 2050. Several hundred million climate change refugees from Africa, Latin America, and South Asia are on foot or in leaky boats seeking safety, leading to violence at every border. Miami and New Orleans have been abandoned due to rising sea level. In the Arctic, it rains instead of snows. Around the world, fires have devastated homes and crops. It's 2050. Arthur is 29 years old. I know I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. I'm not raising an issue that you're not already worried about and working on. We've all absorbed the message Dr. Kimberly Nicholas puts so succinctly. It's warming, it's us, we're sure, it's bad, we can fix it. Anyone wandering around Natick yesterday saw lots of evidence of awareness and action in response to human-caused climate change. There is so much that we can do at home and at church, and we're on it. Like, what are folks already doing? What are you already doing? Composting, recycling, solar panels, EV cars, opting into 100% green electricity, smart thermostats, picking up trash. I missed another one. Growing bananas. Maybe sometimes skipping bananas because of the food miles attached to a banana. Are we educating ourselves and others? Are we voting? So what a change all that is from even like 20 years ago. 20 years ago, I think our primary effort against global warming was recycling, and half of that was contaminated with the wish cycling from grocery bags, plastic grocery bags being put in the recycling. But evidence says that while these individual efforts are key, they aren't enough. The biggest culprits are building codes, manufacturing, industrial emissions, mining, forestry, production of food, and transportation of goods. Now, we can individually impact that by our purchasing decisions. We can buy better, we can buy less, but the planet can't wait for human beings to decide to stop buying gadgets off of Amazon. I'm sure I am preaching to the choir when I say we need change at a higher scale. Companies being held accountable for the true cost of their impact on the planet. Legislation that prioritizes the poor people being impacted by climate change rather than the inflated profits of companies. Funding that inspires innovation and job creation that is actually good for the Earth and its inhabitants. So I have a plan. Arthur's in charge. Anytime a company wants to build a factory, they have to come get Arthur. They have to show him their plans, they have to walk around the site with him, and they have to answer his questions. They have to look him in the eye and tell him what impact this factory will have on the world by 2050 when Arthur is 29. They need Arthur's permission before they can even break ground. Now, I guess it doesn't always have to be Arthur. He's got more important things to do than be in meetings all day. The team building a new housing development could meet with Declan, get his take on things. Congress is going to have to work around Paige's schedule to get her approval on laws around drilling pesticides or pipelines. It would be helpful if the president would meet with Zoe and Maya together to get guidance for the UN climate change conference this November, since their parents will be busy with the new baby that has either arrived or is coming any day now. If these so-called grown-ups are going to make decisions about the future of this planet, it seems only right that they get the buy-in from the very people who are going to live in that future. Ned and Abby and Isla, Ben and Sebs and Ryan, Isla and Emily and April, this is their world, not ours. They are letting us hold on to it for them in trust, but it's theirs. We should take a bunch of labels saying, this belongs to Rachel, or property of Annabelle, and stick them on every tree, post them by every lake, stake them at the top of every mountain. The disciples in this morning's scripture reading saw the children as a nuisance, disruption, a distraction from the important things. But Jesus pulls them right into the middle
not because they're cute and funny, but because the kingdom of God belongs to them. The kingdom of God belongs to them. The same kingdom that Jesus said is right here, right now. This planet that we live on, this earth filled with God's presence, this gorgeous, amazing, inspiring force of creation. It belongs to Arthur. This is Arthur's world. Let's put him in charge. Amen. As a faith community, we know the power of connecting our hearts with God's presence. So during this time, we share our joys and concerns in prayer. We begin with our joys. Folks in the room, you're invited to share them aloud, and everyone is welcome to email prayers to prayers@fccnatick.org. And we hold in prayer everyone on the prayer list in the bulletin. What joys do you bring to this place today? Sarah Beth. Sarah Beth is celebrating the most fun and damp baptism that we have had here in a while. Thank you, Sarah Beth. Or maybe ever. Sharon.
Getting rid of some of our stuff.
Sharon is celebrating the opportunity to move some of the things in their house to somebody else's house thanks to the yard sale. Thanks, Sharon. Jeff is looking forward to buying all of Sharon's stuff, and Robin has just glared at Jeff and said, no, we just got rid of all the stuff. Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're just apparently we're going to recycle everything at the yard sale from one year to the next. Doug. We have one of the stained glass windows that was hurt during construction is back and looking beautiful. And all of our lights are now in and being programmed. So, and Arthur today was like, that's a big light. I missed yeah, Carolyn. So the Flags to Bags project had a very productive day yesterday with lots of sewing going on, many hands making beautiful work, and we are looking forward to seeing the final product. Thanks, Carolyn. Kim. Oh, Kim's daughter has announced her engagement. Congratulations, Kim. What joy. You've just had a lot of joy going on. It's awesome. It's awesome. Oh, Lorraine. So Natasha is not here this morning. I'm looking at, we don't know anything officially. So either way, we're praying for Natasha and Tim, because either they have given birth or they desperately want to. So we will hold them in prayer.
Sarah Lynn. So three joys from the slides. First of all, they're from Yosemite. And so Sarah Lynn is lifting, from Sarah Lynn's trip there, Sarah Lynn is lifting up, you know, the wisdom and foresight that people have to set aside land, whether that's a conservation plot in Natick or a huge national park. So that is a joy. Also the joy of God's creation. And then third, the joy of Sarah Lynn's creativity week after week, finding ways to bring images into worship that truly bless us. Yeah. Steve. It's so great that Arthur has all of his grandparents here today. And Arthur is a little older than some children we baptized, in part because of the pandemic. So the pandemic not only delayed Arthur's baptism, but it also meant that Lori and Steve couldn't get married in this church. So we celebrate. May your marriage feel blessed by this place. May your family be blessed as well by this time together. And it's such a joy to have the grandparents here. Lane has no joys. Okay. Really? Was yesterday a joy, Lane? Yesterday was a joy because it was Kirsten's birthday. Kirsten's a joy every day, right? What concerns do you bring to this place today? Beth. So Beth and Kenny's already on his way. Kenny has started driving. Beth is heading down to Arkansas. They are building a shelter for puppies in Arkansas, where, as Beth says, pet ownership is not modeled in the same way that it is here. And Kenny has been working on this, I think sort of like year-round, getting it organized and ready to go. So prayers for safety and connection and feelings of accomplishment in your week there, and prayers as well for Declan as he has a great time away from you. Yeah. Other concerns today? Yeah, Sarah Beth. Prayers for Sarah Beth's mom, for whom recovery is still happening, but it's very slow, and they're facing the fact that that might mean they have to make some difficult decisions. So prayers both for the patience and the strength for both. Oh, Ned. Neil. Nate. So Joan was here last week. Is she still with you? She's gone up to New Hampshire. So last week we were praying for Amy's Aunt Judy, Amy's mom's sister, who was in ICU, and she died this past week. So we're holding Amy in our prayers, but especially Amy's mom, who's just had so many losses and such a hard time, that we hold her in our prayers. Lane has no concerns. Anything else that I've missed? Our pastoral prayer this morning is by Lynn Cox. Let us pray. Creative Spirit, source of life and love, we give thanks for the beauty of this day and for the company of those assembled here. Thank you for the breezes of change, clearing our heads and bringing fresh ideas. May they cleanse our minds of the oppressions and isms that divide us. Thank you for the flame of hope, the heat of righteous anger, the warmth of compassion, and the fire of commitment. May they bubble the cauldrons of transformation. Thank you for oceans of love, rivers of connection, tears of relief, and pools of serenity. May healing waters flow over us and through us and among us, wearing down the sharp rocks of despair to bring joy in the morning. Thank you for the good earth beneath us, around us, and within us. May we take this clay and co-create a new realm of justice and beauty. So be it. Blessed be. Amen.
This morning, we want to celebrate one of the fabulous things that we do here at FCC Natick. Every 2 years, we offer an age-appropriate, comprehensive sexuality class for our seventh and eighth graders. The class is called Our Whole Lives, affectionately known as OWL. Mark Dixon and I recently finished this curriculum with OWL for our current 7th and 8th graders. We had 5 students who completed this class with us over the course of the year. And we wanted to share this accomplishment with all of you.
Hey, Sarah Lynn, should we maybe invite the teens up and put them in front of the congregation and congratulate them for being brave and hanging in for 20 weeks of discussing their sexuality?
No.
No? Perhaps not. We're not accustomed to hearing about sexuality in church, and that likely includes many of us here. But I want to share a quote from Jean Sniffen, one of our former OWL facilitators, to say loud and clear that, quote, OWL is based on the premise that we were created by God, and God loves us, every little bit of us. He loves our minds, our hearts, and our bodies. And so OWL teaches about sexuality set on the foundation of values like self-worth, sexual health, responsibility, and justice and inclusivity, end quote. And besides, if you're asking yourself, why do we need to talk about sexuality in church? I would ask, where else would you teach about values and relationships?
Exactly. So as promised, our young people learned that sexuality is a good part of the human experience and that it includes way more than sexual behaviors. We talked about how it's natural to express sexual feelings and caring, and that relationships require intention and care. Sure, we covered some of the things that they will learn in health class in school, but we spent a lot more time on what makes a healthy relationship and how to recognize when a relationship might not be a healthy one.
We hope to provide this class to our young people in the future and perhaps even open it up to a wider group in Natick and even look into providing classes for a variety of age groups. After all, the entirety of the OWL curriculum includes age-appropriate lessons from kindergarten into adulthood and seniors. As the OWL saying goes, we are sexual beings from the time we are born until the time we die. In other words, our whole lives. Get it? Clever, eh? We've been fortunate to have facilitators who are passionate about providing information and skills to young people that lead to healthy and responsible sexual lives built on a value system that they can readily talk about. We are always interested in involving more people in this great program. So if you're curious and want in more information, just let me or Sarah Lynn know.
We want to thank all the parents who drove their teens to the classes and to the young people who endured the many hours over 20 lessons this year. And we want to say that we are really proud of this group. Woo! Woo. Of how open and engaged they were willing to be with a sometimes difficult and awkward subject. But let's see how many people here today have been impacted by the OWL program. Would the current OWL families, including the teens and the parents, stand up?
Be brave.
Be brave. Come on, you guys. All right, we only have three of our kids here today, but we are so proud of them. And then, how about any others here who have had a family member participate in OWL? If you had someone in the past participate, please join our current families on your feet. And that's me too. So, this is amazing. I mean, our OWL program has been going at FCC Natick for over 15 years and has offered so many of our young people the opportunity to learn and talk about sexuality with trained adults as well as their peers. That is as important. So thank you, everyone, for supporting this important effort. And yeah, you're all sitting. Okay, good. All right. I especially want to thank this guy here, Mark Dixon. Mark went through the extensive training and then has spent countless hours preparing and delivering this fabulous curriculum week after week with me. It's been great to partner with Mark in facilitating. He brings so much thought and care to each lesson, and the young people know that he cares about the subject and about them. So we couldn't offer this program without your dedication and commitment. And so please join me in thanking Mark.
Thank you. And I would like to thank Sarah Lynn and say that it's been a privilege and an honor to learn from your example of how to appropriately and effectively administer this program to our youth. I could not do this without you. And the teens are very, very lucky to have you as an OWL facilitator. So can I get a hand, Sarah Lynn?
Thank you.
So, is it for Mark? Because we're sure you don't have enough OWL stuff.
And now I'm nervous. What is in the bag?
No, I'm just kidding. No, it's an OWL hangy thingy outside. Yeah, can you hold that bag?
Can you
hold the bag? Right. Because we're going for Sarah Lynn too. She didn't know that. So now Sarah Lynn has an OWL hangy thingy for outside too. Wow. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You
already know what it looks like
because
you help pick it out.
Do. Yeah. Cool, right?
And then it's like spins. I don't know. It's going to scare the birds.
It'll be a spinny thing.
Nice. Thank you.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
I don't have the offering card.
I do.
That's okay. Good. Thank you, everyone.
And as we participate in the spiritual discipline of the morning offering, know that it is your generosity that makes this program possible this year and in the years to come.
Thank you.
God of abundance, bless these gifts, and especially all the young people whose lives are impacted by them. Amen.
Amen.
Our closing hymn will be on the screen. It's number 522, Mountain Brook with Rushing Waters. And if you're using the hymnal, it's a different tune than what's in the hymnal, so don't be surprised.
Us. So be swift to love and make haste to be kind. And may the divine mystery, who is beyond our ability to know, but who made us and who loves us and who travels with us, bless us and keep us in peace. Go in peace. Amen.
Amen.